From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. China hasn't seen a disaster as bad as last week's earthquake in a generation. The official death toll has passed 33,000 and is still rising. If there's any bright spot amid all this suffering, it's the spirit of volunteerism and charity that has blossomed in China. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from a devastated town in Sichuan province.
Just walking through the town of Hanwang, you can tell that it used to be a really nice town. We're in the central square right now, right near the bus station. There are nice Chinese-style pavilions and newspaper kiosks, but there are no residents here now. It's all police and army and firemen. Nearby, demolition experts clear the street before blowing up a dangerously unstable building. Down the street, 35-year-old Luo Zhao watches a backhoe dig through piles of rubble. He sits on a chunk of concrete wearing a hard hat and an orange vest. By his side is a big spray can of disinfectant. He recently signed up as a Red Cross volunteer, and now he's waiting to do his job, which is to spray the corpses that rescue workers dig out of the rubble. Luo says that he felt he needed to put his Buddhist beliefs into action.
When I saw on TV that things were like this, I felt that I couldn't just comfortably sit around at home. I had to come do something, both for the living and the dying. Even if I can't save the dying, I can comfort their souls.
The groundswell of compassion is visible everywhere. Artists perform for charity. Blood banks are brimming, and the road to Hanwang is jammed with volunteers ferrying in supplies. Employees of the Wangchao Kitchen Utensils Company are forming up a 13-car convoy to head into town. Their cars are loaded with tents, food, and medicine. Company boss Wang Chaowei offers up a common description of Chinese charity. It's a tradition in China, he says, that when there's a disaster in one place, people come to the rescue from all over. And this is not just in Sichuan. People from all over the country have given lots of assistance to Sichuan. Indeed, donors in China and abroad have given nearly $1 billion to help disaster victims. But this is a new situation for Chinese. Never before have they watched such a national disaster on TV or been affluent enough to pool so much money. Graduate student Emily Ma wanted to go volunteer on the front lines, but she has no rescue-related expertise. So she's on the street in Chengdu today, soliciting donations for the Red Cross and listening to quake-related radio reports. People Emily's age have grown up amid the relative peace and prosperity of China's reform age, a far cry from the war and privation her parents and grandparents lived through. Emily says the earthquake has been a defining and enlightening moment for her.
When I watch those TV reports, I realize how fragile and worth cherishing life is. But it's a big country and a big world, and there are always people suffering and in need of help. But much of the time, people don't have such a strong desire to help.
Through millennia of authoritarian rule and hierarchical society, Chinese people felt responsibility towards the emperor or to the family patriarch, but never to society as a whole. Under communism, they were taught to rely on the all-encompassing Communist Party. Now it seems the earthquake is teaching them to rely on each other as never before. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Hanwang Township, Deyang City, Sichuan Province.